Welcome to the Thursday, February 10th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. A lot of action in the NBA tonight. Plus, it's time to start diving into some Super Bowl props. Settle in. We're going to get you locked and loaded in 10 minutes with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Three, count them, 3 days until Super Bowl 56 in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Alongside Anita Marks, I'm Joe Fortenbaugh. Anita, it's great to be working with you again today. How you feeling? 3 days until the big game, but there's a lot to get to between now and then.
Can it just arrive already? Like, I don't know about you, Joe. Like, I'm tired of talking about it. Like, I'm ready for it to be tonight. Like, I'm ready.
So much analysis. I have talked about the spread on Daily Wager, it seems like 75 times. Daily Wager today, ESPN2 at 6 p.m. Eastern. Caesars did move the Rams from 4 down to 3.5. They're doing it for 24 hours to see what kind of Rams money is out there. So keep that in mind as you continue to analyze everything that is happening, side, total, and props. We'll get to a couple of props we really like at the end, but let's start in the association. Big showdown tonight, rematch of last year's NBA Finals, 10 p.m. Eastern, Phoenix laying 3, total of 233 against the Milwaukee Bucks. How are you going to play it?
Yeah, I'm on the Suns here. I'll lay the points. Also, I like the under as well. The under has hit 15. 15-6 with the Bucks when they play teams that are above 500. As we know, the Suns, they're good on both sides of the court. Their defense is pretty solid. Also, I've got a prop bet here for you, and that's Mikal Bridges over 14.5 points. You can get that at even money. The Suns, as we know, they're 4-1 against the spread against above 500 teams. They've won 3 straight. They added, you know, a number of players on their roster specifically for this matchup, Joe, right? To beat the Bucks and be strong in the paint. See Chris Paul, he's got a double-double in 10 of his last 12 games. I'd probably play that tonight as well, but the juice is too much. I want to believe it's like minus 210. It's a little bit too much for me. Booker's been a stud. Like I said, Bridges, he's averaging 15 points per game. And the Bucks are going to be without Grayson Allen and Grant Hill. So I know there are question marks tonight. So I like the Suns in this matchup, especially at home.
And keep in mind, no Dante DiVincenzo as well for the Bucks. He was part of a 4-team trade just a few minutes ago that involved the Kings, the Pistons, the Bucks. And I should probably know who the fourth is, but I'm blanking right now. I'll leave that up to Woj. She'll have you covered. I got a prop for this game. Bobby Portis of the Milwaukee Bucks. Over 23.5 points plus rebounds, minus 110. He's averaging 24.7 points and rebounds combined per game this season. So we're not even asking him to hit his season average, essentially. He has, however, hit this mark in 4 straight, which is why I think it's a good bet. During that stretch, he's not just getting over it. He's averaging 31 points and rebounds combined during that run. This is a big matchup tonight against Phoenix. Tight spread, high total, 233. I bring that up because if a total's in the 230s, you should get plenty of statistics all across the board. You've got some fast pace in this game tonight. And again, tight spread, the implication there is that this will be a tight game down to the wire. So there's no sitting anybody with a quarter to play in the game. So Bobby Portis over 23.5 points plus rebounds. Game number 2, also at 10 p.m. Eastern, the Warriors laying 9, total of 217.5 against the Knicks. Warriors played and lost last night in Utah. What do you like here?
I know it's a big number. A lot of people don't like to lay it, but I am. I'm going Warriors here. I'm also like the under at 217.5. Prop bet here is I'm looking at Gibson. I'm waiting for the over-under of points and rebounds to appear with no RJ Barrett, not expected to play because of the ankle injury. He's averaging anywhere between 12 to 13 points a game. So I'm really curious to see where that line does rear its beautiful head, if it's somewhere around 9 or 10, I'm going to play the over there. The Knicks, they've lost 4 straight, 10 of their last 12. They're just god awful, Joe, on the road.
They stink.
Like I said, they're just so bad. RJ Barrett, like I said, I'm not expecting him to play tonight because of his ankle. If he does, obviously he's going to be a shell of himself. Robinson, Noel, Grimes, they're question marks. Meanwhile, the Warriors, they've won 9 straight. And listen, I host Sports Talk Radio here in New York. Like Tibbs, there's a lot of Knicks fans that are questioning, you know, how he's using this rotation, he's not playing Cam Reddish when he needs to. There's just a lot of pressure on this team right now. I think it's a bit much, especially on the West Coast.
All right, I'm going to keep it moving here. 7:30 p.m. Eastern, Miami's laying 4.5, total of 218 in New Orleans against the Pelicans. Numbers come down from 5, so I'm against the move, but I will play the Heat here at -4.5. I see this as discipline versus undisciplined, right? The Pelicans have been a mess, especially on the defensive end of the court. Everyone shoots well against them. Teams put up huge numbers against these guys. They just traded away a ton of players. Now, CJ McCollum is expected to play in this game, which I think is having an impact on the line. But it's a lot of new pieces trying to work together for the first time. Conversely, I see Miami as an undervalued, well-oiled machine. Final game of the 6-game road trip. They've won each of the last 3 by double digits. They're top 8 in offensive rating, top 8 in defensive rating. They're extremely well coached. They've got star talent. They've got an excellent pedigree, strong bench. They check every box. I see this as a disciplined team versus an undisciplined team. And I think Miami outclasses the Pelicans tonight. So I will lay the 4.5. As we keep it cooking, we'll go back to you. 7:30 p.m. Eastern, Washington laying 3, total of 218 against the Nets. Yes, you heard that right. The Wizards, without Bradley Beal, are laying 3 against Brooklyn. It is a road game for Brooklyn, so we should expect Kyrie Irving. I don't know if we should expect them to play all that hard tonight. They have been brutal as of late. What are you doing with this one?
Yeah, this team's a mess, Joe. You know, and I've been following all the reports. Again, we record this podcast at noon, you know, and Woj is talking about how, you know, both the 76ers and the Nets are still trying to work out a trade for Harden. I think that's a huge distraction for this Nets team with hours and counting to the trade deadline. So I'm all over the Wizards. You know, as I said, you know, the Wizards, as you said, the Wizards are missing Beal, but this Nets team has just been so bad. They've just won 1 game out of their last 10. They're 12-14 on the road as well. I do like Aaron Holiday, by the way, over points and assists without Bradley Beal. He's averaging 15 a game. So again, I'm waiting to see what that line does hit on the slate in regards to prop bets. And also Blake Griffin over rebounds. He's averaging 5 rebounds his last 3 games. You've got a number of players for the Nets that are going to be out, even those that aren't even traded, like Aldridge and a few of the guys. So Blake Griffin has really been getting a lot of playing time and has been strong in the paint.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Let's keep it cooking. 7 p.m., one of the first games off tonight. Memphis is laying 11, 224.5 is your total. At Detroit to take on the Pistons. You knew it was coming at some point. It's a Joe Fortenball rebound prop. Joe Fortenball rebound props do not win. Okay, they do not win. Although yesterday, somehow, some way, I was talking about LaMelo Ball going over 6.5, and he got there late. It was close to being my best bet, but it was juiced at -140. So I went over Bulls Hornets instead, and I ended up losing. So I'm always going to find a way to lose when it comes to a rebound prop. So I like to do this for every show. I'm giving you a rebound prop. You should probably bet the other way because I always lose these. All right. Now the disclaimer has been given out. Isaiah Stewart of the Pistons over 8.5 rebounds. That's your must miss bet of the evening. Stewart's averaging 8.5 rebounds per game on the season. Okay. He's had double digit rebounds in 6 straight. He's been an absolute beast because he's been playing more minutes, or at least that's part of it. If you look at what he was playing early in the season, mid 20s up to high 20s in terms of minutes, as of late, he's been eclipsing 30 on a regular basis, and he's been making the opponents pay on the glass. Memphis is 8th in the NBA in pace. They love to fly up and down the court. Total of 224, which means we should have plenty of shots, plenty of misses, and plenty of opportunities. So your Joe Fortenball, go the other way, rebound prop of the night. I like Isaiah Stewart over 8.5. I apologize to Isaiah, his family, the Pistons, and everyone rooting for him to have a big night, because this is probably now a surefire under, but that's where I'm going to be in that game. As we keep it moving, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, the Mavericks laying 6.5, 215 at home against the Clippers. How do you want to play this one?
I love the Mavs here, -6.5. You know, Luka very going up against a Clippers team that's very shorthanded. He's averaged a triple-double 3 of his last 5 games, Joe, and really close to it in 14 games. I mean, he's missed a triple-double by like 1 rebound, 1 assist in his last 14 games. And he's hit the double-double in 7 straight. Dallas, their defense, as we know, is great. They're looking for their 4th straight win and 11 of their last 15. So give me the Mavs. I'll lay the points. And also, I'm going to play Luka. I feel like tonight's the night with a very, again, shorthanded Clippers team is going to hit the triple-double, and you get that at +150.
I like it. If I was going to get involved in this game, and I would play the under. There's not a lot of rationale you need from me on this one. Unders in Dallas games have been money in the bank, especially when they play at home. 215 feels high against a Clippers team that, A, doesn't play with a lot of pace, and B, doesn't have a very strong offense. I know they've made some moves to overhaul the roster, but you're going to Dallas tonight. The Mavericks play elite defense, and they're 29th in pace, so I would play under 215 there. All right, before we say goodbye, we're getting towards the end of the week, 3 days until the Super Bowl, thousands of prop bets that are out there. You, as everyone knows, the prop queen. I am just here, your humble court jester. I have a prop I'll slide in here as well. But I want you to go first. What's one of the ones you like the absolute most for Super Bowl 56?
Here's my favorite sneaky good prop bet in the Super Bowl. And that is Samaje Perine over 20.5 combined rushing yards and receiving yards. Also over 1.5 receptions. Ooh. As well as over 5.5 rushing yards. Here's the reason why. So much talk about Aaron Donald and this Rams front 7 in their rush against a subpar Cincinnati Bengals offensive line. Ever since that 9-sack game against the Tennessee Titans, you know, the Bengals, they have one of the best they have one of the best coaching staffs, and they make some of the best moves whether it's heading into the second half. So what they've done now is Perine is the best blocking running back. He's a better blocking running back than Joe Mixon. And he's been playing last game, 12 of the 14 snaps on third down. So, you know, he's being more utilized. He's the better blocking running back. And I think we're going to see a lot of Perine. Don't forget, he had a reception that he took 40 yards for a touchdown against Kansas City. It was a screenplay. I think we're going to see a lot more Perine than when most people expect. So I'm playing the overs on him. Again, over 20.5 rushing and receiving yards, over 5.5 rushing yards, and over 1.5 receiving receptions. I think he's going to be a bigger part of this offense come Sunday than what most people think. So I think this is my sneaky good – those are my sneaky good prop bets heading into Sunday.
Part of me hates you for that bet, because in the AFC Championship game, I had Joe Mixon over 3.5 receptions and over 27.5 receiving yards.
Don't do it.
And he finished with 3 receptions for 27 receiving yards. He missed each prop by half because Perine was in there getting all types of touches. And I'm still angry about it.
Because Mixon doesn't pass protect, and you're going to need to, especially against this Rams defense.
This would have helped me 2 weeks ago, Anita. Damn it. It would have helped me 2 weeks ago with your analysis. But no, I like the bet. I think it makes plenty of sense, and I don't hear anyone talking about Perine props just yet. So it's nice to have some additional flavor coming into the market. I'll throw one more your way, and then we'll say goodbye. Matthew Stafford over 2.5 rushing attempts. Yes, rushing attempts. I need 3 to cash this bet. I love this bet. Stafford's been a different player in the postseason, okay? Regular season, averaging 1.8 rushing attempts per game. Not a runner. Postseason, all 3 games, he's had 4 or more rushing attempts. He's scrambling. He hears what everyone's saying about his legacy and how he's never won big games. So he's making big plays. He's been scrambling. Keep in mind, I don't just need scrambles. A quarterback sneak will suffice. as will the fact that I like the Rams. And if they're winning the game late and he takes a knee, those are rushing attempts as well. Imagine zero rushing attempts. They get the ball with a minute 10 to go, and but it's probably got to be a minute 30 to go, and Cincinnati's out of timeouts. Kneel down, kneel down, kneel down. Three rushing attempts, and it goes over. But I really do think the scrambles are going to be in there and perhaps a sneak on fourth down. So Matthew Stafford over 2.5 rushing attempts. And that is it. We are done. Thank you for listening. 10-plus minutes of the bets we told you about as promised. Have a great evening. Check us out on ESPN2 at 6 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back tomorrow morning.